Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Sabres your first listen every day. We're free and available on all platforms. Joe DiBiase and Jordan Hanskin. And Jordan's going to you're going to the ACC Championship game?
Yeah. Saturday night. So if you're listening now, it would be Saturday night. I'm going to the game. I'm excited. I don't expect a lot. Like I think I'm totally fine if they lose. I think the spread's 3 for Pitt. So it's like pretty much a toss up, but I know that Wake's defense can have a day where they look horrific. I'm totally expecting points. So if you want to hit that over, go for it. I think it's 72. But it's literally the two
72.
Best, the two best offenses in the country, or two of the top 5 offenses in the country. So it's just going to be points.
72 is the
and it's gonna be like 60 degrees and clear, so it's gonna be just they're just gonna chuck the ball around.
Holy cow, Jordan! By the way, if anyone doesn't know, is a Wake Forest alum.
yeah, I know. I didn't even mention that it's Wake. I'm rooting for Wake.
If you're Wake wondering, if you're wondering, just casually, like, why is Jordan going to the ACC championship game? That's partly why, but that's gonna 72 over under. Holy cow, I almost swore. So is this the first sporting event you've ever been to where a trophy will be awarded?
Yes. It's my second playoff game besides the saddest Carolina Hurricanes, Tampa Bay Lightning. Second playoff game besides that. Yeah. And I don't even know if it counts. Like, it's a playoff game. It's sudden death. It's just winner take all. Yeah. So it's definitely the first trophy presentation I'll see.
All right, cool. Hopefully it'll be for Wake. We got a lot to get to on the Locked On Sabres podcast today. There's some prospect stuff that I want to get to, including a curious World Junior decision that we'll talk about in just a second here. And then I want to bring up Evander Kane just for a second. Just make sure that we're all on the same page with Evander Kane, who is available right now in the NHL, to say the least. And then we'll talk about the Sabres loss to the Florida Panthers, 7-4. The third time the Sabres have lost 7-4 in the last 10 days. That's not usually a common score. It's like the 80s. It's just they're rattling them off here. So we'll talk about that. And then stay tuned at the end. We're going to talk about the Stadium Series uniforms that the Predators and the Lightning came out with and what we want to see from the Buffalo Sabres with their Heritage Classic jerseys. So stay tuned for all of that. But let's start with some news, and that starts with the German World Junior team. That's where we're starting today's show. We're starting with the German World Junior team. Teams are starting to release their camp rosters. So Owen Power, unsurprisingly, is going to camp for Team Canada. He's going to be on that team, undoubtedly. Nikita Nostrov will be for Team Russia. He was the 6th-round pick of the Sabres this past draft, not Prokhor Poltepov. He is not going because he's been in the MHL and the other Sabres prospects been in the KHL. So he's going maybe as like a bottom six guy. I don't know. I think everyone would have expected that JJ Paterka would go to the German World Junior team. But this morning, the German team releases their training camp roster and no JJ Paterka. Interestingly, also, no Lucas Reichel, who is their other top young player right now. He was Chicago's 1st-round pick in the 2020 draft, 17th overall. He's also not named to it. He's playing like Paterka in the American Hockey League. He's doing it for Rockford. Obviously, Paterka is in Rochester. So, I don't know. Do you have a theory as to how Paterka's not on this team? Did it come from the Sabres, maybe? But that doesn't make sense either, because wouldn't the Sabres want him there?
Yeah, the only explanation I can think of is that the Sabres are going to bring him here, right? They're going to bring him to Buffalo. But there's been no sign of that. And frankly, I think it would be like, why are you breaking up the guys? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't make much sense to me. Like every news I hear, all the news that I hear from Rochester is positive. So I don't know why you would want to bring them up unless you're bringing them all up. So I don't really get it. There could be other extenuating circumstances. Where's the tournament this year?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know. It is in, hold on, Edmonton and Red Deer.
Okay, so yeah, that doesn't make sense.
No, that's last year. The World Juniors does this thing where they start the tournament in December, but it's for the year after. Like, it's called the 2022 World Juniors. It's also in Edmonton and Red Deer. Okay,
because so I'm thinking if it's in Europe.
No, it's Edmonton. Edmonton.
It is in Edmonton this year?
Yeah.
Okay, so because I was thinking that if it was in Europe, like, I could understand maybe you have to deal with a lot of COVID protocols, and that would be a pain. Like, I could see a lot of players being like, this stinks. Some might just be like, no, I want to go to the World Juniors. It's a special tournament. But, yeah, I mean, there could be something with Paterka that he's just like, I don't want to do it. Maybe I don't want to get crushed all the time in the games and stuff like that. But I don't know, because does the AHL season stop? There's no way it does.
No, it doesn't, but, like, it's only one player. Like, you can't get by. And, like, how many – there's not a lot of AHL guys that go to the World Juniors. Like, it's mostly made up of college players, junior players, and then guys from Europe.
The only thing I can think of is that it's Paterka himself saying, I don't want to go. Because there's no way Germany would say no to him, right?
That's what I'm wondering, because Reichel not being included either is maybe it's just a coincidence that the two top prospects – for the German national team that both play in the American Hockey League were not named. Now, again, maybe it's the same reason on the NHL team side as to why they're not going. But should I rule out that Germany didn't take them? I feel like I want to, but would they be like mad that they're playing over in the AHL and they didn't stay and play for
Germany would always like play guys like that would be in like the AHL and stuff if they had them. They just don't have any. Yeah, I feel like they would. Like, I don't know why they would do that. I don't know. I just think there might be a case where JJ Paterka's like, I like what I'm doing in Rochester. I'm good. Yeah. Like,
he doesn't want to go get blown out 8-1 by Canada.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. It depends. And Paterka's already been. So it's like, right. It's not like it's like this like great, like amazing experience that he has to do multiple times. But I just thought all the players love the World Juniors.
Yeah, me too. He lit it up last year too, if you remember. That's really was his coming out party, was when he was on that line with Tim Stützle, the top prospect for the Ottawa Senators. I guess maybe that is it. It could be from Paterka. Like, you know what? Like, I love my country. Like, I'm proud of it. But like, I already went there. I already dominated.
Oh,
I'm not gonna win a medal. So what am I really going to accomplish?
I just thought of a thought.
Okay.
He could be on the Olympic roster.
Oh, Reichel would be on the Olympic roster too.
That's what I mean. Like, so maybe they just don't want him playing two tournaments.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, right. Maybe if he's thinking I'm already going, and that could come from either side.
They have to take all the AHL guys that can.
Yeah.
For the Olympic roster.
The Sabres and Paterka could be thinking, right, you're going to be leaving for 2 weeks in February. Do you really need to leave for another 2 weeks now in December?
That has to be it. That's got to be it. I think we just found it.
It should be mentioned too that COVID could play into this because the Rochester Americans are in a shutdown right now. Like, their last two games have been postponed. Head coach Seth Appert was entered into COVID protocol. I know a couple other players were, so they decided to postpone games. So it could also just be we're already iffy about the Olympics. It's Edmonton though, right? Like, you were, I think, about to set up. If it was in Europe, then let's not risk travel restrictions and whatnot. So I don't know.
But Edmonton, like Canada, like U.S. is not that big a deal anymore.
No, the border's open.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's the test requirement got eliminated. So it's even easier to cross the border to and from, at least for now. We'll see if this new variant fires things up again to cause shutdowns. I know that's happening here with stuff, but okay, let's move on to another prospect thing. Devin Levi needs to be mentioned here because how pitiful the Sabres goaltending has been in the NHL this season. Levi has been, he has kind of been a breath of fresh air down at Northeastern in college hockey. He is putting up video game numbers. Like, he's putting up astronomically amazing. They're historical.
They're better than video game numbers.
They're better. My heroes
in the video game never play this well.
Right. He, last night, on Friday night, Northeastern, by the way, is ranked 16th in the country, if you're wondering. That's Levi's team. They were playing number 13, Providence. It's the highest-ranked team they've played all year. 37 save shutout for Devin Levi. It is his sixth shutout of the season. He's already tied a Northeastern record. It's only December 4th, and he's already tied that record for the season. He's allowed only 11 goals in his last 11 games. In that span, he has a .963 save percentage, which is bonkers. He has a .950 on the season, which is number one in college hockey. They're ranked 16th in the nation. He's playing like this. My mind is racing. Hobie Baker Award, maybe, as the player of the year in college. Could he be the Sabres starter next year? I don't know where to take this, but it's pretty amazing what he's doing down there.
No, he's like my favorite Chris Baker tweet is when he starts with the word Northeastern. Like, I just know it's going to be something really positive about the Sabres' future. But yeah, like, I just really – I like that trade is turning out to be a good one. That was the one where I remember we were like,
what?
I don't know about this. And then he's been like, maybe the best addition thus far. I mean, we haven't seen – Krebs has been all right, right?
Krebs has been good. Krebs has been very good.
So, like, he's been really good too. So – I mean, when you're the seller, you're trying to find any silver lining because you're trading away the good players. So you're trying to figure out how can we make up ground, right? Because you're already losing because Reinhardt's on a good team. He's playing well. You're already losing the trade. But like every time you see the prospects perform, it brings positivity back. And I think Devin Levi is – unreal. I hope that he can play as soon as possible because the goaltending is brutal. As we knew that it would be. I don't think we thought the month of October was going to continue. I mean, all it took was a couple injuries, and now we're down to the Aaron Dell show.
The Aaron Dell show. we'll get to that in a second. But yeah, he's playing so well. I looked up to see if Northeastern was playing Canisius or Niagara this season. Unfortunately, they are not. So not going to any Northeastern games. They're in Boston, so I'm not traveling. I'm not driving all that way. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about a couple other things Sabres related, the 7-4 loss to the Panthers, and also what we want to see from the Heritage Classic jerseys now that the Stadium Series jerseys have been unveiled. We'll get to that in a second, but you listen to podcasts for the power of knowledge. You switch to Boost Mobile for the power of saving money, because with Boost, you get the power of a free 5G phone so you can listen to all the latest episodes, the power of 3 unlimited data lines for $30 a month per line so your family can harness all that brain power too. With all that money you'll save and that edge you'll gain, just how powerful we become, switch to Boost Mobile and find out. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Disclaimer, free phone limited to new customer and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. Offer and coverage not available everywhere or for all phones and networks. See boostmobile.com for details. Jody Biasi and Jordan Hanskin here on the Locked On Sabres podcast. Just want to get this out of the way real quick. Just make sure we're on the same page. We talked about it in the Locked On NHL podcast. Just wanted to throw it your way. Evander Kane is in the AHL for the San Jose Barracuda right now. The Sharks don't want him around. That's just strictly they don't want him. So the Sharks are saying we will eat half his salary and we'll get a third team, which I think everyone kind of knows is Arizona because they're the team that does this every single time. Everyone kind of knows it's the Coyotes. That a third team will take him and take a quarter before sending him to you. So you'll get him at only 25% of the salary, which would be $1.75 million per year. It's a guy that was almost a point a game last year, scored 30 goals, former Sabre. We know, though, that he's basically, like, he's hated. He's a jerk. Nobody likes him. So I know where I stand on this. Should the Sabres make a call on this? $1.75 million for Evander Kane or just forget about it?
I would forget about it. I just don't. The thing that it's happened everywhere he's gone. Everywhere he's gone, players don't like him. Or teams don't like him. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, and now there's all this other baggage associated with it where there was actually like investigations and all that stuff. I mean, I don't think there was.
He didn't get suspended for anything.
He didn't get suspended for it, but it did. He just seems like his priorities are not in the right
place. I think he got suspended for 21 games. I forgot for what though.
That was though COVID.
COVID protocol, right?
COVID protocol line.
So he didn't get suspended for gambling, but he got suspended for like
the right. Stuff. I think they found that he wasn't gambling on Sharks games,
right,
and stuff like that. But still, or hockey games at all, I don't think.
Right,
but it's still. I don't think I want the guy added to our lock. I think our team has like a good thing going right now. They're not great, and like I don't think Evander Kane is the type of guy that like we need on a rebuilding team where he's gonna be kind of bored, kind of out of it. Like if you're a contender, if you're the Lightning and you have the greatest culture and everything's great, like yeah, why would you not do that? I'm actually kind of scared now thinking about it. Like that they could just add him for like a 1.75 mil. But if you're the Sabres, it just doesn't make any sense. Like okay. I just think it's just something like how old is he? 30? Like I'm good. Like
just turned 30. Yep.
Yeah, I'm all right. Like all right. I don't think I need that in our locker room.
That's where I'm at too. It's kind of funny to me that he's in the AHL with the Barracuda. He's like the Jamie Tartt of the NHL right now. Where he has to go back to the lower level and everyone hates him. He's got to remake himself. And we'll see if he does it. All right. So that's with Kane. Also, another news item to drop in here. Jack Eichel is back skating. And Emily Kaplan of ESPN had last night that he thinks he's three – or his doctors believe he's 3 weeks away from joining the Golden Knights for practice. So he's way ahead of schedule. Like, if the NHL players do go to the Olympics, which maybe seems less and less likely by the day as all this COVID stuff is breaking out around – it's the NHL a little bit, but the AHL, it's happening a lot right now. If the NHL players do still go to the Olympics, I think Eichel's going to make it. If he's going to be with the Golden Knights in 3 weeks, and what is that, another 3 weeks before he's back on the ice? Like, he's on the ice in January at this rate, like in a game, and that's crazy. Also, Tyler Johnson – is having the same surgery. Like it took 3 weeks. Tyler Johnson, who is, I don't think he's with the Lightning anymore. Yeah, he's on the Chicago Blackhawks. They traded for him in the offseason, formerly of the Sabres. He needs a neck surgery. And yesterday he was scheduled to have the artificial disc replacement surgery. So Buchogross actually talked about that last night in the ESPN broadcast when he mentioned that Johnson was getting the scheduled, is that he's hearing from players around the league that they're actually like thrilled that this is now an option for them, that they don't have to have fusion surgery, and that, you know, now that there's a sample size that if they ever need it, it'll be available to them. So I was kind of playing around and kind of poking the fire a little bit yesterday when I was saying Jack Eichel's a medical trailblazer. But he kind of is. Like he in a way he kind of is.
No, yeah, he fought for it. Like I think that like it was, he fought for it when everybody was like, or at least everybody in the Sabres were like, no, 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 no.
Right.
And he fought and he fought and he got it. He got what he wanted. And now other players are doing it. Like, that's exactly what a trailblazer is, right? He's the one that's going against the grain. So,
yeah.
I would, I think that's fine. I don't know why. I think people are just salty.
That's probably
right. All right. Which is understandable.
We'll come back and we'll talk about the Sabres loss to the Panthers and then also what we want to see from their Heritage Classic jerseys. First, remind you, this podcast is brought to you by betonline.ag. Head over there. You can bet on that 72-point over-under for Wake Forest and Pitt. Kenny Pickett and then what's Wake's quarterback's name?
Sam Hartman. How insane.
I wanted to show off my college football knowledge because I'm trying to get better.
You know Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett might be a dark horse Heisman.
And also, like, maybe a dark horse number one overall pick in the NFL draft.
If Bryce Young plays poorly and Kenny Pickett tears up today.
You think he's a Heisman?
I would vote for him.
Pitt winning the Heisman. Pitt? Anyways.
Pitt having a good offense.
While I do this ad, I'll actually I'll look up if BetOnline has Heisman odds, because I'd imagine they do. But head over there, not just for Heisman odds or college football, but hockey as well. Boxing, football, of course. You've got the NFL.
Hockey, the Sabres over must be wildly.
Every night. If you bet the Sabres over this year, you're a happy camper.
Teams score five on them by themselves.
Yeah. By the way, Heisman Trophy odds. Bryce Young is the favorite, -215. CJ Stroud is second at +600.
Doesn't have a game.
Aiden Hutchinson is third at plus 700.
He has a game.
And then Kenny Pickett is fourth at plus 1,000. And
I would love for Hutchinson to win. He's a defensive player.
Yeah.
Like, he plays defensive end. Like, that's awesome.
What would he need to do? Like, four sacks?
He needs to dominate. Like,
touchdown.
Yeah. He needs to dominate. Because the thing that stinks about the Heisman is that it's decided before the playoff.
Right.
Before any bowl games. So this is it. That's why I think if Bryce Young – like, if Georgia dominates Bryce Young, which is totally possible, and then either Hutchinson or Pickett are unreal, that's the difference.
Okay.
But the odds are minus 215. Seems like Bryce Young has it. He just needs to be decent.
For four other guys to be that close and to be a favorite at minus 215 like that, that's a pretty – it's a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Okay, let me finish up here. Head over to BetOnline's new website. It's updated desktop and mobile, and you'll get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline, where the game starts. This podcast also brought to you by Built Bar. The holiday season, grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar or even better than a candy bar. Built Bar filled with so much holiday goodness. Rich and dedicated flavor, covered in chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, and fat, and high in protein. You get the best in both worlds, delicious and healthy. They're 100% covered in chocolate. Go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your order. Promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Joe DiBiase and Jordan Hanskin here on the Locked On Sabres podcast. So actually, I was at a station event for WGR on Thursday night. So I went back and watched the game after the fact here and there, but I didn't live with it. I didn't sit with the Sabres 7-4 loss to the Panthers and like feel it in the moment. I already knew what happened when I watched it. So I know you watched it. Like, to have a 3-0 lead early on, then to have a 4-1 lead and to blow it like that. Like, I don't know, that is it deflating at this point? Like, they're scoring goals. It's just got to feel like, man, I just need a goaltender.
The one that was the killer was the one where we like almost scored, but their guy like stopped it like right in front of the net. And then they just go right down and score. And that was like, that's it. Like, you don't win games if that happens. So, yeah, I mean, overall, like, Florida's really good. They're really good. They're really fast. I remember thinking to myself, I was like, why don't we have a Lindell? Like, I don't know who these people are. I don't watch the Panthers all that much. I don't know who these guys are, but they're all like really good and they're really fast. It's like, we need to get some of these guys. Like, I don't know where we get – I don't know where you get these guys. Yeah. It just seems like they just drafted well for a long time and just have a lot of decent players. So they also have the top three picks from the Reinhardt draft, which is really funny. They just have all three of them, and they don't have the best one.
The Sabres' first-round pick for that is going to be in the 30s. I mean, honestly.
No, they're awesome, and that's fine. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can get a decent player at 30. 31,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's not that big of a deal, but yeah, they're good. Like, good for the Panthers. They score a lot of goals.
The best moment of the night was probably Cousins walking Jumbo Joe Thornton. Like, come on,
he's like 47 years old.
But like, come on, old man, let me go try and stop it. And then he puts it over to Hino Stroza had two goals, both got shots too. Good release. I like him. I want to re-sign him after the year.
No, I like him too. I think he's good.
He's quick. He's fast. Thompson, by the way, would have had another goal, but that was the one you mentioned where like it hits the guy's shaft as it's about to cross the goal line. Then it goes off the crossbar and then off his shoulder. How that puck stayed out is nuts. Sabres give up 7 goals again. I mentioned it's the third time they've lost 7-4 specifically. That exact score, third time in 10 days that they have lost to that score.
It's another tough game, though, I think. I thought Dahlin had a tough time defensively. Yeah. Again. Like, I just think I don't know if he, like, draws so much attention or he has such, like, a tough – I think they ask a lot out of him.
He's playing the Risto role right now, right. Honestly.
They ask a ton out of him. And we don't have all the horses yet, like all the players yet to make him be as effective as he should be. Yeah. Like if you plop Dahlin on like a really strong team, I think he would be sensational. because he just like he has more outlets to pass and more creativity and more freedom. I just think like I think Granato's doing a good job with the system to give him all that stuff. But he when you don't have a lot of passing options, it's hard to look good as a passer. Like, and I think that it stems from that. I think he's once again doing too much, a little bit of hero ball. I think that that's like been his thing. That's been his kryptonite, is that idea that he's trying really hard to be that sensational star that we want him to be. And but overall, like he's okay. Like he still runs the power play really well and stuff like that. But he just like I just think defensively he gets kind of like bullied around because he's trying to do a lot.
Yeah, it's also it is easier to kind of live with some of that stuff when he makes great offensive plays, and those have not come often enough. But he did make a great play on the first Hino Stroza goal against Florida, where he goes along the wall, he makes the guy miss. And then he comes in and he kind of holds the puck right before he gets to the corner and he finds Hino Stroza in a very tight space in the slot for that goal. That was a great play by him, but you're right. I think the rest of the game, especially in his own end, he was getting worked. The guys, he's got to get stronger. He's got to get, if he's going to play that role, he's got to get stronger.
He's 20 too. Like, it's just like, once again, he's 20. Like, we just have to, like he is by no means a finished product. I refuse to believe it. He's 20 years old. Like he's gonna get 21.
He could drink whiskey if he wanted to right now.
Congratulations, Pip.
What's the phrase that my uncle would say? Put some hair on that chest. Is that it?
I think so.
Is that the saying? I've heard it.
Uncle line.
That's an uncle line. Put some hair on that chest. All right, let's talk uniforms. Let's talk jerseys to finish up today's show. We've got the Sabres don't have the Heritage Classic until March 13th. So I don't know. Do they need some inspiration? Because we've got a couple that were released this week for the NHL Stadium Series this year. We'll start with the Nashville Predators uniforms. Smashville. If you're not watching us on YouTube, we're showing it up on our YouTube channel right now. Big, big font. Smashville with the big yellow stripe across the middle, and then I love the guitar pick logo in the middle.
I do
the NPA.
I'll give them stars. There is nothing
before. Before you crucify them for the font, do you know why it's the way it is?
It's not the font.
Okay, never mind. Because I was gonna say the font is that way, like the big bold letters like that in that font, because that is like what country and jazz posters looked like in Nashville for forever. Like if you look at
I like. I'm fine with that. But there's nothing I hate more than a nickname on a jersey. Write the word Nashville. Right, Predators.
Yeah.
Don't do this. I hate this. There's nothing that I hate more. It would be like if like the Sabres have a jersey called Sabes.
Remember when the Lightning had a jersey that said Bolts?
I think they have one.
They still do.
That I'm about to see.
Wait, oh, they did the same thing? I don't even think about what they did. All right, let's go to.
I'm about to see
one. You're right. Let's go to Tampa.
And once again, there's nothing I hate more. And then nicknames out of jersey. Bullshit. The Lightning missed a terrible opportunity. Absolutely. I saw your tweet. Yeah. They missed an awful opportunity to bring back those jerseys that they won their first cup with. I love those weird jerseys with the gray lightning bolt logo.
Yeah.
Those are the best. I don't know why they got rid of them. I don't know why they went clean. Like they wanted like to just look like the Leafs.
Yeah.
But man, those jerseys are awesome. The black ones with the white shoulders. The
These ones?
The Vinnie Prospel jerseys.
The Vinnie Prospels. I've got on our screen right now on YouTube, it's an old mustached Wendell Clark.
When you see that jersey, do you think of like Vinnie Prospel? Or do you think of like Frederick Modine?
I think of like NHL Hits 2002 is what I think of. But Frederick Modine is a good player for that, yes.
Ruslan Fedotenko?
I was going to say I think of Roman Hamrlick. He was good.
Danny Cabrolet? Or yes. Danny Kaboul?
Thomas
Cabrolet. I combined Cabrolet and Kaboul.
Mm-hmm. What about Pavel Kubina?
I think that might be the guy I'm actually looking
for. That's the guy. You got to Cabrolet in Kabul, but it's Kabina.
It's Kabina. All right. But I definitely I immediately thought of Vinny Prospel.
Yeah. So okay, so pass or fail. You're giving him a failure on both of them.
Nickname. You're out. You lose.
I know the nickname, but like I you know what the one thing I do like, and I'll put him up again. The Lightning uniforms. I like no striping. And they found a way to make this uniform, I think, pretty clean without any striping. I like
what do they call it? Negative. They call that like negative space, right? Like, yes. No, that's it's. I mean, it's sharp. I just don't put bolts. Put lightning.
If they put lightning, you'd be okay. That's a lot of letters, though.
Yeah, but bolts is like stupid. They're not the bolts.
No, they're not. They're lightning. They're lightning. They could have put Tampa across the middle.
Tampa Bay. You gotta add the bay.
You don't have to add the bay. Come on, you add the Tampa. Bay. No, Tampa. You don't.
That'd be like if the Sabres had a jersey called Buff.
The Golden Knights don't have loss in their name.
Yeah, they're weird.
All right. what do we want to see from the Sabres Heritage Classic uniforms? Those will probably be released, I would think, within a few weeks, maybe about a month. I don't know. But they play the Leafs at Tim Hortons Field in Hamilton on March 13th. I would imagine they're going to do something creative for those uniforms. Really, every team does for their outdoor games. So what do you want to see?
Nameplate. No, I love the 40th anniversary. So anything kind of similar to that. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to just like take this jersey and make it like lighter blue or something like that. Or like change the striping a little bit. I feel like that's what they're gonna do, but that would be because it's the Heritage Classic, so they're gonna be retro, right? They're not gonna be super flat. The Stadium Series is usually where they try to be flashy,
yeah.
Whereas the Heritage Classic, it's gonna be a little bit more old school. I don't want to use the word classy, but like, yeah, it's gonna be like remember the good old days.
Mm-hmm. That's what's interesting because you're right. You hit it the nail on the head. That Heritage Classic, if you see what teams usually do, they reach for their heritage. And the Sabres already wear, really, their old school uniforms. Like, they wear their jerseys, or at least a version of them that they wore in the 70s, and the 80s, and the early 90s. Which is why I think it's a perfect situation, and you could sell it pretty darn easily, that this is the game that you bring red and black back.
Oh no!
I don't know which one you use. Whatever the Leafs want to do. If the Leafs want to wear white, then I'll wear the black goat head. If they want to wear dark, then I'll wear the white goat head. But I think this is the game for red and black.
I was imagining the Leafs wearing their like World War I Spanish flu jerseys, and the Sabres wearing like 97.
But like. It kind of makes sense.
No, it does. It does. Like that. That's the years that, like, for us, they were real good, and that was like a really pleasant memory of the Sabres is the 90s. I am totally cool with it. I think it would be hilarious. Like the Leafs are like, oh, we're going 100 years back, and then the Sabres are like, we're gonna go back to 1997, the Clinton era.
Right, no, the Leafs are going to like Woodrow Wilson,
but it's kind of their fault. They picked a team that was made in the 70s. Like, I don't know what you want our history to be, and we wear our 1970 jerseys right now,
right?
So it's like, I don't know what they want. I could also see them doing like kind of that 40th anniversary jersey, but kind of flip it so they make it like what would be that color like that they had on there is like kind of like a cream color.
Yeah.
You just make it like that, like make it look really old and still that like script Buffalo. Like I thought those jerseys were awesome. I might get one if they made another one of those.
They should wear
the 90s.
They should remember those skills competition jerseys the Sabres wore a couple years ago? Should wear those. You don't remember those?
I don't.
Oh, let me bring them up real quick. How fast do you think I can find it? Wow, I'm quick. Here we go. Okay, these ones.
Yeah, those are cool. Like I would wear that.
Those are kind of cheesy though.
But they're not gonna, they're not gonna do it though, because they're gonna they want to sell a jersey, so they're gonna make a brand new one.
Right. Okay, so enough jersey talk, because Jordan's actually going right from here to the ACC championship game, so I want to get him out of here. But I do want to give you just a quick opportunity. I spent last episode talking about the Sabres trading for Malcolm Subban, future considerations. There's not much to not like, right? It's a free goalie and like try anybody else at this point. So how do you feel about them getting Malcolm Subban from Chicago?
I like it. Take a bunch of Flyer jerseys. Or not jerseys, just players. Take a bunch of, and like I don't want to say like I have to rethink saying Flyer players because he didn't play for the Flyers.
Right.
But yeah, it's just like take a flyer on a guy like that. I'm totally cool with it. Anything that gets Arundel out of the net. Like, I can't do it. And I don't even think the Florida game was all that bad for – I don't think it was his fault. Like, the Sabres defense was horrible. Mm. Like, they were getting wide open looks at him all day. Even when he played well, like, in the game, he was getting peppered. So it's not totally his fault, but it's just like we're wasting our time. Like, we know he's not that good. He's not the future. Mm. Like, Dustin Tokarski, at least you could think, like, maybe he could be a backup in the league. Like, you're at least, like, maybe thinking about that. But even him, like, you're not really – like, that's not a real realistic option for the future.
No, because like, he's 32.
I think you should always have, a like, some reason for having a player or doing something. And the not a good answer is, well, we're just waiting. Right. So, Malcolm Subban, at least you can see what he is and give him another shot and a fresh start. Like, I think that's – that's a good move, and we traded like nothing for him. So
right, like, literally nothing. Future considerations has never become anything.
Yeah,
and he's 27 years old. Like you said, he's five.
I think the only way we would have to trade them anything is if he's like super, super good, which is good for us.
Even then, if he went on to win the Vezina, do we have to give them something?
Probably a seventh or sixth.
Like, can you imagine?
It's like there's no way that's in the. There's no way that like that's a.
No, it's not written. There's no way.
What if Malcolm Subban wins the Vezina?
Yeah, I should probably end the podcast right there with that question. All right, so that's it for us today. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Sneaky Joe Sports and at JR Hanskin. The Sabres are next in action actually tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes. So for Monday's podcast, we'll be recapping the Hurricanes game and looking ahead to Tuesday night when the Sabres will be next in action at home against the Anaheim Ducks. I would imagine one of those two games we will see Malcolm Subban as they sent Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen back to Rochester, who coincidentally, as we're talking, had their next game. We mentioned their previous two games were postponed due to COVID. Their next game's been postponed due to COVID. So I'm not sure Luukkonen's actually going back there, but he's not with the Sabres. It's just Subban and Dell right now with Tokarski on the COVID list as well. So I'd imagine we see Subban in the next two games, and we'll talk about his performance, assuming that happens, and more on Monday's podcast. And thanks, everybody, for listening, making us your first listen every day. Now go make your second listen, Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It is free and available on all platforms.